Hola, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia. And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners following our dreams, just striving to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right, and we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
And I was jumping on the waves with Carista, and it was like, oh my God, this is the best ever. We get in the car, we get home. She cries because I woke her up. I was like, I wish I didn't have any kids within like 3 hours.
She stopped me right there. She was like, Brisa, I want you to understand this. I seriously believe that our children choose us and we don't choose our children.
Right.
Your baby chose you to be his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what kind of mom he wanted. And he chose you as his mom.
Oh, that's really nice.
We're all sisters here to inspire, support, and guide each other to dream bigger and to enjoy every moment of this extraordinary journey that is womanhood. ¿Listas?
Here we go.
Super Mamas!
Hello! How are you,
happy?
Happy, happy.
Happy.
Oh my God.
I am feeling a lot better, I will shall say. As
no,
you can hear.
Recorded.
As you can hear.
Does it not sound great?
You know, things have been happening with our lives. What can we say?
Good things.
Good things, better things, better. It's all about your mindset, your faith.
It's all about
you guys.
Mindset.
If you're going through some shit right now in your life, just know that everything's going to be okay. I promise you.
Yeah.
At the end of it all, you will become stronger and better and just, you know, all around great.
For sure.
This week on the show, we have yet another incredible panel from our social.
Our second panel.
I know. I we're going to just write the social thing out for as long as we can.
I mean, I just want to relive that day over and over again. It was so amazing.
I just want to take this moment to give a special chat out. Not a chat out.
A shout out.
A shout out. This is Women ESL Kicks.
Shout out.
I would love to give a new, what is wrong with my mind today? A shout out to one of our incredible partners of not only the show, but the social, 2 years in a row, McDonald's. Thank you so, so much. I love how creative. I love when brands get creative.
Dude, those little bouquets, those mini bouquets. I still have my mini bouquet and it's like 3 weeks.
Well, let's just give credit when credit is due, as gabachos will say. So number one, they really went above and beyond to give mom something to take away. And it wasn't something that was super McDonald's in your face. They partner up with Madre Florals, who was actually the same person we used for our vision board party last year and killed it. Those wreaths were amazing. And they gave away little bouquets for all the moms, and kids can make bouquets for the moms, but they were so adorable.
They looked
so
like
creative.
Actually, like, it was so funny. It was so creative because they actually looked like the big bouquets, but like in a mini way. It was so beautiful. The paper was around.
Yes.
It was cute.
It was a little flower cart they had. And then God bless them. They gave us coffee for the day. They had a McDonald's cafe next to the mom lounge, which another one of my favorite areas of this year. Moms connected. Moms got to meet each other. So I just want to give a special shout out to McDonald's because they've been great partners and they just really like did it.
And they gave away like apples and
snacks for the kids. You can never have enough snacks for children at a family event. So thank you so much, McDonald's. You know, I hope we partner again next year.
Yes, please come back.
Okay. So without further ado, here is our episode with Mirka de Llanos. This is our panel. Our panel theme was reflecting as one in her faith. So Mirka de Llanos, with over one decade in front of the camera, she is a two-time Emmy Award-winning broadcast journalist who has gained credibility and the love of millions in the U.S. and all over Latin America. She became known internationally as anchor of Univision Network's highest rated news magazine program, Primer Impacto, yes, we all watch that, where she covered important news and events around the globe. Mirka was also chosen as the star of the year by readers of the magazine People en Español, She has also been named Person of the Year by the Organization of Iwamedican Journalists and chosen as the Goodwill Ambassador for the International Rescue Committee, which is part of the United Nations and helps rescuing refugees.
Wow.
NBD, NBD.
She also created and hosted a syndicated radio talk show titled Una Vida Mejor, A Better Life, and served as a network anchor for Estrella TV, where she not only hosted the network newscasts, but also served as the executive producer. Mirka is passionate about the world around her and travels worldwide as a motivational speaker, sharing a message of hope, renewal, and the importance of leadership. Love. Well, without further ado, here is an interview with Mirka de Llanos.
Live from the Supermama stage at this year's Supermama Social.
Yay! Enjoy, ladies.
Hello, hello. Okay, no one needs to see that. I seriously, like, this music is making me want to go to a club. Or just stay here and club all night and celebrate Mother's Day with all of you guys. Doesn't it? I am so excited for our next panelist. You guys have no idea. Like, low-key fangirling. I grew up watching this woman. I still love her so, so much. I can't believe she agreed to be here. She came all the way from Miami. You know what? She deserves no introduction. Please welcome to the stage the wonderful, one and only Mirka de Llanos, please. Woo! Looking like Latina Barbie over here. What a fitting song for her. Oh, that's really good. I love that. I love that intro. I need that song every time I walk in somewhere. That is a very fitting song for you, my dear. Because, oh my God, you are looking fabulous.
Thank you.
In the Barbie suit. You look like a Latina Barbie walking on the stage.
I figured it's for Mother's Day, so, you know, pink goes really well.
Yay!
So Mirka de Llanos, a two-time, for those of you who don't know her, I don't know who, if you're here and you don't know who she is, you better walk out this room right here now. But over one decade in front of the camera, she became known internationally as the anchor of Univision's network, highest radio news magazine program, Primer Impacto.
That's right.
I remember coming home from school and
Every day.
Well, Primer Impacto. And there you were. And now I'm next to you. So I feel like
I can't believe it.
I'm like living my 360 experience.
Well, it makes me feel really old. Thank you. But listen, it's okay. Listen, we women, we can do whatever we want at whatever age we want, wear whatever we want.
Woo!
Have your hair as long as you want and not listen to any stereotypes.
No,
so.
I amen. I mean, you look amazing.
Thank you. You look younger than I do,
so maybe.
Thank you.
I'm doing something wrong.
Something wrong here?
I'm doing something wrong. Now, I not only have the privilege of knowing you as an iconic TV host, but we are also faith sisters. When you live here in LA, we all attended Oasis.
Yes, yes. I consider that to be my church.
Yes.
Oasis
with
Church.
The fabulous Pastor Holly and Billy Wagner.
Yes.
And we know that faith and politics are a very taboo subject. You know, people don't really talk about that. But we have a friend, Kendrick. You guys know Kendrick, right? You know Kendrick. And he told us that
he's also our faith brother.
Yes, he's also our faith brother. And he told us that those are the topics that we should be talking about.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree. I think you need to be who you are. You need to live out your truth. And you should never be ashamed of what you believe in. Never.
I would want to know, we would want to know, a little bit more of your spiritual journey.
Yeah, well, I grew up in church, going to youth group on Friday nights.
Oh.
And as many Latinas, you know, grew up a little bit in Catholic church, then started going to a non-denominational Christian church, which, by the way, is pretty much the same thing, just a lot more relaxed.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Yeah, so I grew up really with faith as part of my life and really holding on to God at every turn. I grew up without my dad. I grew up with a single mom. So shout out to all the single mamitas here.
Woo!
Yeah, you're doing an amazing job. And I just, you know, honor all these women that have done that and raised children by themselves. And pretty much it was something that was ingrained in me, but also a personal decision for me. So you go through, you know, ups and downs in life. Sometimes when you suffer certain things is when you get closer to God. Es cuando decimos, ay, Dios mío, ¿dónde estás? Right? When we have a problem, when we have an issue. And, you know, God has been there for me. And so, yes, I know Jesus as my Savior. And it's part of everything that I do. You know, it taints. It's like watercolor over my life. So the decisions that I make are based on that. And I think that even our careers and everything are just an excuse to help people get closer to God.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So that's how I live my life. And it makes me really, really happy. And I have a lot of peace.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that with us. And I want to talk to you also a little bit about hardships.
Yeah.
We all have them. Yes. And hardships... I've been doing a lot of, you know, my morning routine now consists of like reading the Bible every morning. And I've been really, it's come up a lot talking about hardships and how people see hardships as something negative.
Yeah.
But what people don't know is that hardships actually teach you the biggest lessons in life.
Yeah.
I recently read something that it said that every seed needs to be planted and it needs to be in the darkness for it to bloom, right? Cool. So we all need to change that mindset about hardships. We also, most of the times, we only talk about successes, mm-hmm. but we hardly ever talk about the hardships in life. What are some of the hardships that you've gone through that have made you the woman that you are today?
Well, look, first and foremost, we're all going to go through valleys.
Yes.
We're all going to go through hardships. And, you know, what you see on social media, our highlight reel is really not reality. So it's nice to talk about these things.
Yes.
And I truly think that you realize who you are at a moment of hardship.
Yes.
In the moments of pain, the way you react at that point, do you get mad at God?
Mm-hmm.
Do you say, you know what, forget it. I'm not going to church anymore because he didn't do what I wanted. Do you try to use your faith as a genie? Or do you then say, you know what, now I'm in pain.
Yes.
Now I'm on the floor. Upset that my husband left me. I feel like dying and I don't want to wake up the next morning. So you know what, God? You're all I have.
Yes.
You're the only one that doesn't forsake me. You're the only one that doesn't leave me. You're the only one that gives me a hope and a future. So there's no way I'm turning back now.
Yes, yes.
You know, and I've been there.
We've all been there,
right? That's my story.
We've all been there.
That's part of my story. So yes, absolutely.
And I think it's during those moments that, I mean, I love that you say that because I think, again, a lot of the time, going back to what you said and just echoing what you say, a lot of the time we love to put forward the great things or highlight reel on Instagram, especially nowadays. And, you know, we seek to inspire people and for them to see the greatness in everybody. And I think that hardships, times where we feel we're at our lowest... If you are on a journey of success, you cannot be on a journey of success without having to have moments of failure.
Of
course. It's one of these things that it's the law of life that in order for you to, if you are choosing a life of success, if you are choosing to live the life of your dreams, you're going to have nightmares here and there.
Yeah.
And you're all going to have to learn to live through those and maneuver through those because when you get to that success, those learnings, those teachings that you have gained in your life are preparing you for where you're going. So I love that you're mentioning that. I love that also what you're saying is just so like on point with everything we've always wanted to portray to women.
You know what I think is the issue that many times, you know, I used to talk to God when I was going through these difficulties and I'd be like, what I don't want is I fear the pain of the hardship.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to go through it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So sometimes, for example, I hadn't dated for many years for the fear of making another mistake, for the fear of failure. And that's what keeps us from the success.
Yes.
So we have to take the step into the future, holding God's hand, knowing that if we fall, he's going to pick us up. He says he pulls us out of that miry clay, of that pit, and we are going to be able to make it because in the end, we will win.
We will.
So
yes.
Definitely. Woo!
I hope that gives you a lot of hope, because that is the only way I can live my life. If I thought that when you fall on the ground or on your face, you're going to stay there forever, then I might as well jump off a building.
Yeah.
Because life isn't worth it. Without my faith, I wouldn't want to be alive. I wouldn't be able to make it.
Faith and hope. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people when they just lose hope.
Yes.
Because hope and faith is all we have. And if everything goes wrong, we have our faith, we have our hope, and we know that if we just stay stronger, we keep going, it doesn't matter how many times we fall, it's just a matter of how many times we get up and keep going. That's what matters. We're all going to go through hard times, but you just have to keep going, keep walking. Like Dory says, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
Yeah, the other day I put up a quote that's pretty well known. It says, if it's not okay, it's not the end.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So if you're going through a hardship right now, know that there's a future ahead of you where there will be success, where things will turn around. It's the law of life. And if you're a lady here today or a gentleman, we see some too, that don't have faith, I just exhort you to maybe just take a look into it. Mm-hmm. Because it's really having someone to hold your hand.
Yes.
At all times, that knows better than you and that sees the pieces to the puzzle that we don't see and that sees the ending.
Yes.
And knows and guarantees that we win.
Yes.
So, I mean, how can you ask for anything better than that?
Definitely.
I also want to talk a little bit about community, because one of the reoccurring things, and everybody who's here who listens to the show knows that we are huge on community, on building community, on really finding women who not only inspire you, but who when you gather together, you guys are stronger.
Yes.
Because of each other.
Yes.
Women who like to build on each other's successes and build on each other's failures, right? I commend you, because you have been a woman who has opened the doors for so many people in your industry, for women that look like you, talk like you, look like us and talk like us. Like, you were that front runner. You were that woman who made us look, and you're like, oh my God, like, if I wouldn't
yes.
be like her, like, I...
That's so sweet.
Yeah,
I'm so honored.
Who inspires so many. And I would just want to know who have been those women to you? Who are those women that have opened doors for you, who have really guided you, have mentored you? And who would you like to be for the next generation mm-hmm. of women?
Well, I would say that first and foremost, it's definitely my mother. I think us Latinas, we have strong moms. We have matriarchies, which means that the women are in charge. It doesn't mean that we don't love men and need men, because I would never, ever speak badly about men. I think men and the fathers are so important in the home. I just didn't grow up with one. My mom also was raised by a single mom, and I know a lot of us have been. So it's very important to know that you have the strength to be able to move forward with that. Now, so I would say my mom, because she kept going, because I never really saw her upset. She hid that from me. And I think that's part of that generation. I'm more open, where I cry in front of my daughter. I'm like, it's very different, but those things change with generations, and it's fine. It's okay to be who you are. So definitely my mom has been someone that I've looked up to as a pillar of strength. And because when I would come home from high school or going out or running over my curfew, I would see my mom on her knees praying beside her bed for me. And actually, I would be upset.
Really?
Like, pero, ¿por qué? Why do you need to be praying for me? I thought, like, it's not like I'm so bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're
like,
oh, don't be so dramatic. Don't be so extra. Why do you need to be praying for me? But I see that in the
course.
How
many times are you praying for your daughter every day?
All the time, 24/7. So now I see that, and we realize those things as life changes. So she would definitely be one of them. And I would say, a lot of the women that are anonymous, a lot of the stories as a journalist that I like to cover and that I was always drawn to was the story of people that were anonymous, but were maybe just, we could learn something from them. And I think that if you stop to meet the lady that sells the flowers, the ones that's selling the water in the street sometimes, even homeless people, I mean, it gives me goosebumps, but I've sat with homeless people and really talked about why are you in this situation, what's going on, never in a judgmental way, but to learn.
Right.
And so a lot of those people that we don't know and remain unnamed are my heroes. And there are very, very strong women that keep going, don't give up. And I'm sure you both know many of them. And just a shout out to Hispanic, Latina women.
Woo!
It's like we are the strongest.
Yes.
I mean, thank you, Jesus, that you made me Latina, honestly. I mean,
amen.
It makes me so happy. But look, another thing is when I was working and in the beginning of my career, there was a lot of men in the industry, and women have been pushed aside. And if you're Hispanic, you're a double minority,
yes,
right? So I learned early on that you have to be the best, that you have to do the best, and you have to go the extra mile. You have to maybe do things that other people aren't doing,
yeah,
so that they can see who you are and what you're doing. So the person that's going to get the job and persevere is the person that's going to stay there, keep doing it. And what you want is longevity in your career. Because
right,
it's not, oh, I make $1 million today and then I never work again.
Yeah.
It's year after year after year of doing something and planting those seeds. And listen, you know, I've had all these years in the industry, over 20 years, and yet there's still a long road to travel.
Yes,
you know,
definitely.
So there's still more to do. There's still interviews to do. That's my career. That's where I'm placed. But wherever each and every woman here is placed, there's something specific for them and
right,
something that they need to accomplish to open the door for someone else. And one thing I can tell you, whatever position you're in, please help other women.
Yes.
Please mentor
yes,
them.
Amen.
Please
yes,
talk to them. Spend time with them. Give them love and tell them how smart and beautiful and how capable they are to do the things that they do.
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Now, on the note of passing on knowledge and inspiring women and learning from each other and just being the badass Latinas that we are, I would love to open it up to all of you just to ask questions to Mirka. She is so kind to just share her time with us. But if any of you guys want to come up and ask a question, I think we have a couple of mics. But if you have any questions or want to share some of your story, you know, my sister and I had our mom's night out last year. And so many of you incredible women came up on the mic and started sharing your journeys. And just even sharing your stories can be very powerful for other women. So who wants to be the first one up? Because I know like it takes one.
Come on, girls.
And then once like the first one comes up, then like there's going to be like a line of 20 and then you won't be able to get your question in. So please. There goes one. Hey, Julissa.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. Mi nombre es Julissa. My name is Julissa. And I just wanted to say thank you, all of you ladies, for not only being here, but creating spaces like this and creating community events for all of us to come and learn. And you guys are always so open to share your own insights to other community members. So thank you, ladies, so much. So my question is for Latinas coming into this new industry of entrepreneurialism, of media, of, you know, all these different industries, what would be your biggest advice, since I know today social media plays such a strong, it's a huge factor
yeah,
in how you're viewed and kind of having a platform.
Yeah.
What would be your advice for, like, if for yourself per se, if you were, you know, starting out in this, like,
right,
in 2019?
I think that you definitely need to have your social media presence, whether you like it or not. I've met some people that get very discouraged because they start small and then they don't see any traction. I think you go out there and you speak a lot about what you believe in.
Yes.
Some people start by maybe imitating other people that they see that do well. What I suggest is that you actually talk about what interests you. What are your passions? Because when you speak about your passions, it's going to be real and truthful, and people can see through that. And then there's always going to be people that are going to be attracted to what you have to say. And then there may be others that are that feel completely the opposite. But even having differing opinions starts to grow your social media presence. Why? Because people like diversity. People like to listen to other points of view. And there's so much out there that someone's going to pay attention to you. But I think that you have to be careful. You don't have to start with everything being super professional. Everything doesn't have to be perfection to the T. I've seen a lot of people nowadays are like, well, if I don't have an exact video with words under it and it has to be perfectly produced, listen, the videos that do the best are the ones that you sit in your car or you stand in front of your phone and you talk to people. Yeah. That's what people want. People want authenticity. So definitely if you're starting out in any type of industry, especially media or entertainment, or even as an entrepreneur, they're going to have to know your product. They're going to have to know about it. You have to be consistent. You know, you post every day, you talk about what interests you, and you move forward from there and you start learning. You also have to learn what the do's and don'ts, because things change all the time in social media, but that you have to have a presence. Absolutely. I've spoken to a lot of people, maybe even older people that are like, oh, I don't know. I don't think I want that. I don't want to expose myself, because then we're open to the criticism, right? And that's one of the things with social media. But you just live through it and you move forward. And if someone's mean or a hater, you can either snap back or you block them and move on.
Yes. Snap back or clap back?
Well, yeah. Either one.
One more question? So how would you say that social media has forced some of these like very large media outlets, some of like the, you know, old school per se, like television or radio, et cetera, like all these media outlets that have traditionally been very popular, especially in the Latino community. How have you set, how do you think social media has changed them, and how do you think they're changing to adjust to the time?
Well, they're adjusting a little bit more slowly than the general market, which is in English. So I know, for example, Univision, where I used to work, they now have Facebook Lives all the time, and they are even trying to get people to do Facebook Lives in English. Why? Because being completely bilingual is an asset. So if you only speak Spanish, definitely learn English. And if you only speak English, definitely learn Spanish. It's just going to be good for you. So definitely they are doing more and more of that, and they're going digital. So seeing stuff that's on your app, that's why it gives us a lot more freedom now. Because if I see an outlet that lies about something that I said or quotes me incorrectly, I will just put it right on my page and say, this was a lie. This didn't happen. This picture is from 5 years ago, not last week. I wasn't with so-and-so, et cetera, dealing with all of that. So it gives us a lot of power. So let's take that power and use it for good. And use it for good, by the way.
Yes.
Always for good.
Anybody else? Who's next? Oh, there's one question.
See, I knew it.
Yay!
One starts talking, the other ones get brave.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a more like of a professional question. So I'm wondering, in, for all of you in like your professional careers, how did you deal, if you did deal with this, like being a Latina, like in a profession that maybe you don't see Latinos, period, let alone women? So I feel like I'm a working mom and I'm in a profession in a field where you don't see much diversity
at
all.
What field is it?
I work at a museum.
Okay.
And there ain't no color there.
I'm so glad you're there. You're there for a purpose.
But it's a struggle, right?
Yeah.
Because as a working mom, I sometimes I'm like, why am I even dealing with this? You know, like I really want to just be home with my kids. Like I want to not hustle as hard sometimes because I want to hustle for them or be there for them. And so I kind of say it because I'm kind of dealing with it right now. Like, whether or not, like, how do you find community? How do you find that strength? Like, how did you deal with that? If it's something that you dealt with in what you're in your professions, I'm imagining like journalism and even like in the restaurant business, right? You don't see too much of that all the time. So how do you build strength? How do you get through it? Like, did you have these struggles? Like, did you feel these
struggles? I had some of those struggles because I'm completely bilingual. And so I've done stuff in English, too, even though the majority of my career was in Spanish. Mm-hmm. In the Spanish industry, there's more of the sexism. Because you're a woman, you're not given the better stories and things like that. That's why when we began the show that we did, Primer Impacto, with two women, it was really kind of earth-shattering for everyone. We don't need a man anchor on there, and we're going to do really well. And we became number one on the network. So doing things with excellence and doing the best possible is what's going to get people to notice you. It's never going to be, I challenge you to come from a place of strength. I'm sure you're good at what you do. I'm sure you have talents that maybe they don't even know. Sometimes you are going to have to work a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You are going to have to work a little bit harder. And that's a decision, obviously, that you have to make if you need to work or if you'd rather be home. I understand that. For example, my mom didn't have that choice. I didn't have that choice. Mm-hmm. I had to work, you know, to make a living. So if that's the case, when you're at work, be at work 100%. And, you know, come up with ideas. And if they knock them down, come up with more and come up with better ones and learn. Learn as much as you can about your craft and about your industry so that people can be like, what's your name?
Marisol.
They become Marisol. Marisol kicks ass. Like, we need to have her. We need to give her a promotion. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because in the end, they're only going to pay attention to you if what you do is excellent.
Yes, okay? 100%. And I'm going to echo that. You know, unfortunately and fortunately, because we are women and because we are Latinas, we have to work double as hard. Like, that's just the reality. It just is. But I think that that's to our benefit because it forces us to be better than everyone else.
Yes.
Because we will work so hard. We will outwork anybody, any day because we're just used to it. For us, a normal day is outworking the average person. That's who we are. And for me, what you say is, and it goes back to what we were talking about before, sometimes it's freaking hard. Sometimes you don't want to go. Sometimes you're like, oh my God, I'm just so tired. But God has placed you in that place for a reason. And when you said that, it's like, maybe the next person that gets hired who has some color is going to go to you for strength. And you have to just be so strong and have gone through so much that you're going to have to be that pillar for that next person. Maybe you are that woman who's going to open those doors. So take that in consideration when you go through those. Think about the next generation. Think about your kids. Think about the kind of doors that you're going to be open for your children in that space. That's what I would say to you. But look at that as a strength because for me, you know, in the industry, and not just in the industry, I think, and as I grow in my career, when I go into meetings, when I go into things, you know, even putting this event together, you know, going into brands and really having them understand who we are, it's difficult. A lot of them say, you know, oh, no, we're not really looking into being in the Latina space. Like, we're not interested in that. And for me, I'm like, I'm going to come back here in 5 years and you're going to be begging to be there because these are the women who are the key to the future. So, yeah, it's defeating, but, girl, I'm getting built up for something bigger. And that's the way I see it.
It's what we talked about, like the difficult times are what's going to make you stronger. So this is a difficult time for you, but at the other side, when you get over all of that and when they see who you really are, that's just going to be something in the past. And you're going to be stronger when that happens. So just hold on to that, build on that, work hard. And then, you know, you are an example for other girls that are coming after you, like they were saying. So you are that, you are breaking that barrier, you know?
This is so beautiful. This is why I love my Super Mama Squad so much.
Yeah, I will. I'll try.
Yes. You can do it, girl, right? She can do it.
Give her a round of applause.
Who's next? Who wants another question? Oh, there it is. Hi.
Miss Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Ladies. Thank you so much. I actually grew up watching you as well with my mom, and you have been an inspiration, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. My question, well, I left my career about a year ago because my daughter got really sick and I wanted my husband to flourish in his career. And I recently got the opportunity to go back to work to that same career that I had. And I struggle with mom guilt because my daughter is going to be 3. And I feel like, is this the right choice? But I feel like it's time for me to restart my career and live the life that I've worked for so many years. Because I've been in the financial industry for about 9 years. And when I left, I felt like I started as a teller and I worked my way up to being in business banking. Wow. So I felt like I worked so hard and I had to make that decision to care for my daughter because she got really sick. And now that I'm going back, I'm like, yes, this is the, I feel like God's telling me this is your time.
Yeah.
But also I feel like, I just feel like bad leaving my daughter, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she's still very young.
I mean, I think all of us have struggled at one point or another, especially as moms, with that mom guilt. But in this society, not all women have the luxury of staying home and to just have a one-income family. So,
especially in Los Angeles.
Yeah. So listen, if you just said something very important. You said, I felt that God was telling me that this was my time. If God is saying move forward, he is going to protect your child. He is going to take care of your family. And he is going to provide for your future. You know, you go and you give all the love. When I would come home from work, all I did was work and be with my daughter. Work and be with my daughter. That's the way we are. And then sometimes we find a time for leisure, right?
Yeah.
So I'm so happy that you're here today. But it's going to be great. And you're going to be able to move forward. And when your daughter one day sees you fulfilled, she's going to be so proud of her mom.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much.
We all have that mom guilt all the time. I don't think there's one. Raise your hand, the person that has no mom guilt. No mom guilt. Everybody here has that. Don't
she
feel.
She has no mom,
she doesn't
guilt.
Have mom guilt.
Oh,
maybe she's not a mom.
Maybe go talk to her.
She's not a mom. She's
maybe go talk to her and she can tell you how to
but
do it.
We all feel the same.
Mamacita.
We all feel the same way. I feel like the past week, I haven't seen my kids. My kid was supposed to have a tea party yesterday and I showed up and I had no idea and I felt horrible. I wanted to cry because I was like, oh my God, what am I doing, you know?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when they come and they see this, they're like, oh my mom, this is amazing. And it just fills me up with so much joy to see them running around and see them enjoy this that I put together, that they see this as an example.
Yeah.
Yesterday was Mother's Day, and what my daughter wrote was, my mom works really hard for us. My mom is always loving us, even though she comes home tired. And that just gave me the extra strength that I needed to have a good sleep, to come back today and say, this is why I do this. I do this for my daughters, so that when they're older, they can know what hard work looks like. They're not afraid of it, and they can be better than I am today. Yeah. So
thank you.
You're going to be fine. She's going to be great.
Yeah, and I feel like my mother has been that example. Mi mamá siempre era bien trabajadora y es madre soltera.
Yay!
So muchas gracias. Te quiero mucho.
Oh, thank you.
And also one last thing I want to say too. I always have something to say. I also like, at the end of the day, it's a personal decision. You know, you're going to be in your bed by yourself with your spouse, maybe with your partner. But at the end of the day, it's you, yourself, and I, like Queen Bee said, you know, and you're going to have to feel every single night, feel like I am living my dream, whether that's staying at home, whether that's working, whatever it is that you choose to do, make sure that when you close your eyes, you are fulfilled.
Yes.
And that is whether you choose to stay home, whether you choose to go home, the most important thing is that feeling of fulfillment before you close your eyes.
Is there one more person?
Anyone else wants to make us cry?
No.
¿Alguna otra pregunta en español?
También hablamos español.
En español. Las hermanitas que están aquí.
¿Nadie?
¡Oh! Ah,
yeah. ¿Ya ves?
¡Yeah, yeah!
I'm one of the twins. No, no, we're not twins. well, first of all, thank you very much. Somos paisanas.
Yeah, arriba Oaxaca!
I came with my sisters, so for... para el día de su cumpleaños de mi hermana, la más chiquita, le regalamos su supermamá's ticket. So, so that was her birthday / Christmas, everything in between. but I just want to say, you know, thank you because you guys have been an inspiration. I personally found, I don't know, it motivates me. And my husband sees me so happy because I look forward to things now. Now, this is their first experience. I've been here in the past, and I've been to all your other events also, and it's always fun. So I wanted them to experience what it is that I enjoy. And so far, I think they've had an awesome time. I do get the mom guilt. Sometimes not so much.
Good for you.
Because I've learned how to be a little bit selfish. Good. It sounds mean, but I think sometimes we forget to love on each other, you know, on ourselves. And I was that was me a couple of years ago. I was a workaholic, always at work. I missed my son's first 3 years of life, pretty much, because I was always at work. So, but now I enjoy to be at home with my son because I have a new job. And, you know, and I pretty much see you guys as inspiration. And I laugh sometimes at myself when I'm watching your stories. but, you know, I see you guys, how you guys balance. How can you guys suggest, besides what you still do, and how do you find that extra energy?
Mirka? How do you find the extra energy? Well, listen, I think that when you have to do something, you have to do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes, are you talking about extra energy for enjoying life? Because sometimes we want to go home, put your pajama at 8 p.m. and not get out of bed.
Yes.
But I brought two of my friends here, Carla and Linda. So many times when I was here in L.A. for 6 years, you know, it's like, you know what? Let's go out and have a good time and just enjoy ourselves and have adult conversation. And
get ready.
Yeah, and talk about whatever. But that was the thing. It's like, oh, I'm already in bed. Forget it. It's like, no, 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 let's go. Let's go. The group text is, no, 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 come on, come on, come on, let's go. So, you know, you get a little bit of energy also because of the people you surround yourself with. Now your sisters have come to this event. You guys are enjoying it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, you start and you share things that you love to do. You know, you go to a boxing class together. You go to church together. That's what we go to church together. Then we go to lunch. So we have little routines for ourselves, too, to love on ourselves. And I think you were talking about the community part. It's very important. We can't live. God didn't create us to live as an island. He wanted us to live in community. That's why love is the biggest transforming power there is. Yes. You know, because if you isolate yourself and you only go home and you're just with your child and then that's all you see, you will only see things in black and white. And we need a little bit of everything, you know. So what you're saying is great. I'm so glad that you've made that turn for your life. And if you need the extra energy, get your friends, your sisters to be like, no, 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 no. No excuse. Let's go out for a little while.
Yes.
Let's. Yeah. A night on the town will always change your perspective.
Yeah. Thank you.
Get those hoops on, get those lashes on, and let's go.
Yeah, I think like feeding ourselves of each other's energy always gives us energy. You know, whenever I feel like I can't take it, call my best friend and like, hey, girl, let's go to a Korean spa. We go, we let it out, we talk, we have some good Korean food, some beers. We talk and talk and talk and talk, and then we go home and we're ready just to keep doing what we're doing. But you have to make time for yourself. Making time for yourselves is super important. Like these spaces, that's why we created this, because we wanted people to come, the moms to come and take care of themselves, to have some time for themselves, to have fun, to meet other girls, to feed off each other's energy. That is so important. Sometimes as moms, we isolate ourselves and then we're like, oh my God, this is so miserable. Because we make it miserable, we have to be able to step out of that and actually go and do fun things.
Yeah. You know what we love to do sometimes after church? Go and sit at the bar at Gelaguetza.
Hey!
Come to the bar at Gelaguetza.
It's true. It's true.
Jesus had wine. Just saying.
Listen, it wasn't just the drinking. It was the food. We ordered the food at the bar.
That too. The food is incredible. Like it's at 3014 West Olympic Boulevard. ilovemole.com.
Yes.
Just saying. Anyone wants to have some mole later on, let us know. Thank you, Mirka, so much for being here.
Pleasure.
We are so blessed to have you, to call you our faith sister. And one more round of applause for the incredible Mirka de Llanos, please.
Thank you.
Bravo.
We have some music.
Thank you, ladies. God bless you.
Thank you.
Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram at _supermamas and on Twitter, also at _supermamas, and in el Face at supermamas podcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your supermama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Calling to our hotline 424-329-3707 and leave us a message, or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love, and
see you next week, Supermamas!